Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. It's been a busy week in Northwest Arkansas. The Prime Minister of Kazakhstan was in Springdale, for goodness sakes. We'll tell you why, plus have a rundown of some of the other headlines from the past few days. Plus, Roby Brock visits with Arkansas Children's CEO Marcy Doderer for an update on fundraising and a new phase of addressing children's health in Arkansas. Those stories and more are on the way after the break on this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kazakhstan is an emerging nation in Central Asia for beef and livestock production. Tyson Foods wants to capitalize on that. On Monday, government officials from Kazakhstan and the state of Arkansas met with Tyson Foods executives in Springdale. They signed an agreement outlining a plan to build a modern beef processing plant in Kazakhstan with an anticipated harvest capacity of 2,000 head per day. The plan is expected to help the country generate more than $1 billion U.S. dollars. Kazakhstan is the ninth largest country in terms of land area, along with a population of about 19 million people. The nation also shares a border with China. Also this week, a Canadian-based mass timber manufacturer that Walmart has invested in announced it's spending $90 million to open a plant in Conway, the company's first in the United States. StructureLam Mass Timber Corporation will purchase, retrofit, and equip a former steel plant and create 130 new jobs at the Conway facility. The plant is set to open in mid-2021 and will source softwood lumber from Arkansas-grown southern pine trees. Walmart will be the first customer of the facility and plans to use more than 1.1 million cubic feet of Arkansas-grown and produced mass timber in the construction of its new home office campus in Bentonville. That will make it the largest mass timber campus project in the United States. For more on those stories and other headlines, just visit nwabusinessjournal.com. Arkansas Children's is about to open up a new phase of addressing children's health as part of a new five-year plan that will include everything from the past 5 years and more. In a recent interview with Roby Brock, Arkansas Children's CEO Marcy Doderer said that a five-year campaign to improve access has been wildly successful, and it will continue, but she said that larger overall health issues must be improved. Doderer also gave an update on the Campaign for Healthier Tomorrow, a $250 million effort that has been ongoing since 2015, but had a statewide public launch just a few months ago.
In September, we went into the public phase of the campaign. So we're at $200 million of $250 million raised. And we've did a statewide public launch and announced some new gifts that bring us to that $200 million mark. Really excited about what it means because it secures our vision of truly a statewide network of care.
Are those the announcements that you've been making? Those are your Jefferson Regional announcements,
yes.
Your Northwest Arkansas Jonesboro dental outreach, all of that?
All of those things. So for the first time, Arkansas Children's will actually plant a flag and build a clinic in Pine Bluff. So we're working in a collaboration with Jefferson Regional, and we'll open a pediatric clinic down there. It'll probably still be about 18 months before we're open. We're working on the legal contracts right now with the county or the city for the land, and hopefully we'll have a shovel in the ground by January or February. So
please invite me to the groundbreaking.
Well, I will.
So you're still 50 million shy of 250 million. Where does this other 50 million come from, and where might we see you making those announcements?
You know, what's exciting about a campaign like this one is it invites every single Arkansan to participate at whatever level they want. So we are certainly really grateful for great big donors that can bring $1 million or $5 million to the table. But when we think about a campaign for a healthier tomorrow, we're really talking about what it's going to take to impact every child in our state, the 700 plus thousand kids. And that brings an invitation then to every family to contribute, big or small, and to contribute to programs that might impact them in one of their own counties. So as we've grown in the last 5 years, we do have clinics in a number of counties. We have home visiting in 73 of our 75 counties. We're adding our fifth dental van, and part of this plan will be to raise money to add a sixth dental van for the northeast quadrant of the state. So I think we anticipate that that $50 million will come from folks who are willing to go online to giving at archildrens.org and make a $10 pledge or make a $10 a month pledge. And then there will be some of our bigger and stronger investors, those who have a real interest in finding improvements to child health that we think will land in six and seven digit dollars.
And so I'm looking at my geography of everything that I've laid out and what you've done, and I don't see as much in Southwest Arkansas. What's happening in that direction?
Southwest Arkansas is a little more challenging for bricks and mortar for really two reasons. The first is size. When we look at how many kids live down there, there's only around 18, 19 kids per square mile. So there's not a huge concentration of kids in the southwest quadrant of the state that would support a children's hospital like Northwest Arkansas, for example, or even a subspecialty clinic. We do think we need to leverage more telemedicine in Southwest Arkansas. We actually do that with Asthma Care today in partnership with UAMS and their regional site down there. But the other complicating factor to Southwest Arkansas is really the state line. And many of the kids that we serve are on Medicaid. And Texas Medicaid doesn't like Texas Medicaid beneficiaries to come into Arkansas for care. And there's really kind of a wall at that border, so to speak, a figurative one. So,
is that something that could be worked out through some sort of cooperative agreement or change in public policy?
We regularly try to work with Texas Medicaid on that, and the way their Medicaid program is funded, it's through managed care companies, so it's really negotiating with the individual managed care companies as opposed to the state. It's not insurmountable as an issue, but it does make it harder to come in there. And then Texarkana also has some really great care already being delivered in terms of private practice physicians. There's some tremendous pediatricians down there who do great work for the kids. So we want to think about how we augment their work and don't want to come in and supplant them in any way.
So a couple of years ago, we talked about you were in the midst of a five-year growth plan that is supposed to end at the end of this year. And so a new five-year growth plan in the works. I know this campaign is part of that, but right. What else is going into the next 5 years of planning?
I really actually appreciate that question because it's a fun transition time at Arkansas Children's. The last 5 years, we worked on a vision that stated we wanted to fundamentally transform healthcare delivery for kids in Arkansas. What that means is that the delivery system, the clinics, the number of physicians, the hospitals, all the infrastructure that goes into taking care of kids. And we have made great strides in that. We have, I think, increased access points and certainly been able to grow volumes and bring in more providers. We just added 40 new faculty members this summer, for example. But the next 5 years is really a shift for us, not to stop doing anything we're doing in the clinical arena. In fact, we still need to advance our clinical care. But it's really about health, not just healthcare. So our new vision statement that we released as we went live with the campaign is to create a promise for the state of Arkansas. Unprecedented child health defined and delivered.
You're talking about moving metrics now.
Moving metrics. Metrics on things like the percentage of children with access to primary care, the number of children who die before their first birthday, infant mortality rate, immunization rates, obesity rates. So the five-year plan that we actually are kicking off today, our first planning group, is meeting as we speak.
Do you need to be there for that?
It's okay.
Okay.
I've got a great team they're covering, and I'll fly back in and start with the second team at midday. But we are looking at things that will allow us to move a metric on child health over the next 5 years. So it's what I call a both-and strategy. We will both continue to grow and expand and excel at clinical care. And we are going to put initiatives in place that let us move the metrics on child health.
That is Arkansas Children's CEO Marcy Doderer. And you can watch that entire conversation with Roby Brock on our sister website at talkbusiness.net. And that is all the time we have for today. Coming up this weekend, I'll check in with Arkansas Scholarship Lottery Director Bishop Woosley, who will discuss the 10-year anniversary of the lottery in Arkansas. That's next time on the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until then, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.